Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Okay, we're restarting right here. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual play RPG podcast. We're back with the second part of the second episode of the second season of Rodania Halflings. All right, so Drak just jumped Zathrix before Zathrix could even say what he was planning on saying, and he is now dead. All right, so the lizard folk turns around and strikes at Roland.
That's me.
Yep.
Wait, Prod, did we establish the amount of temporary HP that I gave everyone?
Four.
It was four, yeah.
Yes, four?
Oh, okay.
That's what you told us, at least.
It was four. Okay, so the lizard folk gets on top of Roland and bites at him. So 19 hits. So Roland takes 6 damage.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Understood.
I will check that later, and then it is.
It is your turn.
So if you guys want to move, Theric.
Well, I can't.
Oh right. Does he have special abilities for being next to people?
Yes. So yes. He has 2 reactions. Either he can direct damage that is going towards you to himself, and he will take half that as damage, mm-hmm. or he can deal damage to the person who attacked you.
Then send him damage. 1 upwards. That wouldn't give attacks of opportunity, and then me and him are gonna gang up on one of those guys.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Zathrix's fault is dead.
It is your turn.
All right, so this lizard folk will charge at...
I don't even see the extra guy.
It was hiding
behind the tree.
Come get some.
Okay.
You've entered my tree radius, you fool.
he gets a multi-attack, so he can make 2 melee attacks, but 1 with a different weapon. Okay.
So, perfect.
Set this as my target, and then I do a... He will swing his heavy club at you.
Shit.
22 hits. That's not a crit, but it is a hit. And he does 7 damage to you.
Not 7.
one of those was higher than the other, yes.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
and then he will bite your face, which also hits.
Holy.
You're good at rolling dice,
bro.
I know, he's really good.
He does another 5 damage to you as he starts to, as the two, whatchamacallit, lizard folk bite into you. And
it'll be your turn next.
Why are you damaging me as well?
Can Tverek attack? Like, use his reaction to attack?
No. Because he's not within the zone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, you're attacking no, not Jordan.
Roland. No, I was attacking Roland.
Okay.
Wyatt. So the new mercenary who has been hired charged bravely forwards. Threw himself over some poop and stumbled, yep. Then got up, got 1 swing in, and then gets gangbanged by a shit ton of lizard.
Will-o-wisp.
Yonan just takes a glance back at Darius, and then he throws his like shield up in order to obscure the vision of the guy and starts shanking the lizard guy in front of him.
Okay, go ahead.
And now I am struggling with hopefully doing this the right way.
This is bad.
Yeah, this is...
I just open your character sheet, go to inventory, and then you just
right.
click on your weapon that you're attacking.
That's what I did a moment ago, and it didn't actually work, so... there we go. Attack.
Okay.
There's too many windows. That's a normal attack. And does it say target? Nope. All right.
That's fine. You hit.
Okay.
You hit.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
And I will do the damage.
Okay. Enough. Yeah. All
right. He takes 6 damage. Sure.
And then, as a master of the short sword, I will then make another attack on him with Vex, which means I have advantage on my next attack roll.
Cool.
So I throw my shield up, I stab him in the leg, and as he goes down, I attempt to stab him up into the abdomen. Is my stuff? No, sorry. It is very unresponsive for me, I'm afraid. I have to close.
I will take care of it for you.
I have to close my character sheet every single time.
Well, you managed to roll 3 times and got a 14, so that's an 18, so that's a hit.
That's a hit. Same damage. Nothing unusual there. It is a plus one weapon.
He takes another 8 damage, and the wizard folk is bloodied. Yeah, he is lucky.
I'm sorry. It is a plus one weapon, so it should be plus one damage every single time.
It is.
It is not.
It's 2 plus
what
1.
What color is its blood?
Okay. You rolled a 5, right? On the damage? I have a plus 4 dex modifier.
Oh, so it's using your
dex. It's not using your dex. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then we know that. Yeah, okay.
So I will add a 2 additional damage. That's fine. So I'll add 4 additional damage. That's fine.
Actually, it is a plus 1 weapon, which also isn't there. So.
Which, that's why...
Okay. Oh, that's where the plus 1 came from. Yeah. Okay. Yes. No, sorry. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. Okay.
Right. I will deal with the fact that it's not taking your dex into account.
So, sorry. So he is bloodied.
Very.
Our guy is getting ganked upon. I'm going to move. I'm going to move myself over here. Just basically darting under the legs of the lizard folk and get myself into position to assist Roland. And I'm done.
Okay. I am right now just adding a static plus 2 to your weapon. Because I don't know how to make it switch.
I can probably
use it. Okay, cool.
I will deal with that later.
Yeah. No worries.
It is your turn.
The extremely bloodied lizard folk will attack Ferrick.
Oh. Well, surprising, but okay.
What color is its blood?
I would say blue.
Blue or green, isn't it?
All right, I would have to double check to see what color lizard blood is.
Okay.
It's a normal color, I think.
Oh, okay.
We just don't know enough about lizard folk.
All right.
Move until it hits the air.
All right, that misses as he attempts to bite at Ferrick, and Ferrick blocks it.
Nice. I throw some words of encouragement towards Ferrick. Well done.
Although he looks back and is immediately bitten. Exactly.
He's acknowledging me. Bonk.
Thank you, my lady. Bonk.
You are next.
Darius. Oh,
yes.
Poor Tharuk.
We'll see what's happening here. And consider our options. I think based on the fact that we have a lot of people in melee already, and it's a bit of a mess, I'm going to pull up my shortbow and have a shot at this commander fella. We will see how that goes, I guess, with my shortbow.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Just misses, yes.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Do you have your overpowered bonus action still?
Which one do you mean? I mean, not something that helps in this case, but yeah, I will be giving someone else a help action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is still there. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I will be tossing, after my arrow misses, I will be tossing one of my prized garlics into the face of this commander as well, trying to distract him. To see if I can provide some aid for our new sellsword in his next attack against the commander.
It is your turn.
All right.
Did you just mark him with garlic?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I'm a vampire.
Turns towards Roland. Turns towards Drak and says, "The traitor is amongst us. Kill him." Right.
Hey, I got nothing to do with you.
Well, you're the one. I'm gonna.
When you are in the middle of a kicking contest.
No, I can't do that because you're behind. Your name's behind me.
You can. No, you can.
I'm not going to do that.
If you would like. All right.
You're allowed to do that. You have our permission.
All right. Roland has already taken attacks, so he is going to attack Roland.
Oops.
That's a problem with people that are stuck in the guy's head on the picture.
That's a 17, which... Does that miss?
God, yeah, damn. It misses.
But the 19 hits.
Ooh, just barely.
So he does 6 damage to you.
Oh, these people do no damage. It's very annoying.
Well, he would have done more damage if he actually hit you with his main attack.
I've got a feature to reduce damage, but I don't want to use it on these piddly attacks. They hit me with something big.
Don't tempt the dungeon master.
Crit me already. Come on. Wait.
Hang on just a second.
Wait. Okay, I will give this to the new guy. He's very good at just tanking damage.
I think I've actually been applying damage when Prot has been as well. I'm pretty sure I'm taking double damage on lots of these attacks.
Yeah, probably.
You shouldn't be doing that. Let Prot heal the damage.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm just plotting something here. Let's see if I go. Am I not moving? Why am I not moving?
No.
You might be on the measuring tape rather than the move tape.
Let me see. Maybe I am. Yep, you're right. I am. All right. Select token. Token. Now you move there. All right. Now we're going to cast. Where'd that go? Where the hell is it? Just a second.
Oh, I realized I could have done something else in my turn. I could have used beguiling magic.
I think we're all frantically looking for our character sheets, having not played for the longest time. So you're good. Don't worry about it.
I forgot to do quite a bit of extra damage as well. It's okay.
I'm going to do Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Okay.
It says I don't have any available spell slots, but I clearly do.
Yeah, you might have the wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I have to fill those in? Okay.
I'm trying that. I didn't know which way it is.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that seems to do it. Now it's like, yeah, now you're good. All right, cool. Sorry about that. We're all learning.
Again, we're all new. It's fine.
Don't worry.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to cast this, I guess, and I'm going to cast it at...
At who?
Oh, God.
No, we don't want to do that. Oh, okay, so wait, is it 30 feet?
Murder friendly. There's a line, you're going to murder a friendly in this one.
I mean, he could maybe step...
Yeah, I'm going to move. I'm going to change where I move then. I'll be there. The idea is I want to be able to cast...
Yep, that would work.
That would do it, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Boom! So yeah, that...
Oof.
That is so fucking cool. Probably love Foundry. This is the coolest thing.
All right, so let me set the targets up, and then I'll make them roll their saves. Oh, this one's dead anyway.
Yeah. He fails.
He fails, yeah, that's true. Yeah, when you're dead, you fail saving throws normally.
One failed.
Bad decks, eh?
Both failed.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
All right, so damage.
Do I roll damage? Or?
I got it.
You got
and
it.
It's easier for
me just to press the little buttons.
That's
and
fine.
This Roland is why we keep the creepy wizard around.
Hey! Surprise!
Now, that's a dot over time. Technically, they only take it at the start of their turns, but they
got whatever.
They got the first dose already.
It is your turn.
Okay, so the eerie light jumps into the body of Zothrix over here.
I was going to do that!
Zothrix's body rises into the air and begins to glowing before... where are you? Technically, this will move forward. This will move forward over here. This will move forward over here.
I said the fucking lights are coming in on us.
I'm sorry, I was not there when this was discussed.
Frack! The eerie God. Light attempts to shock you but fails.
Damn it.
You'll have to try better.
Eldris!
Yeah.
The shocking light attempts to shock you. But fails.
Get out of here.
Yay.
Where am I?
Get out of here, Willowis. You're drunk.
Prod's not actually a person, so two will attack Syriana.
Prod, does anything automatically track our hit points, or are we supposed to do that?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. All right, I wanted to make sure.
Oh, come on.
Very cool.
That one hits.
That hits hard.
Yeah, that does. That's
rough. It's only 19, it's not a 20.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought. Damage. Jesus.
13 damage.
Jesus.
Syriana, you all right?
The second one fails. All right.
Almost. Tharuk, you better get back here.
All right.
I think I got it, though.
Okay. I'm on my way.
Is
that a zombie?
Yep.
It is a zombie, yeah.
What's it called? Zathrak's body stands up and turns towards Drac.
Mm.
Right.
It's not a zombie. It's the creature can act and move.
Mm.
That's a very different thing than a zombie.
Right. Quickly, so I need an old priest to the young priest.
I am now placing all of...
It's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn.
What the hell?
That was
your turn.
Okay.
Is it my turn again?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's taking your turn. The NPCs.
I have a feeling it's your turn.
I hate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's kind of
That was their surprise round, and now is their actual round, and they get to go. One of them gets to go first and kill Syriana. All right.
Excuse me, he has an initiative of 29?
Yeah, that's an issue.
That's a hit.
No.
She takes 12 damage. She is bloodied, but she's still standing up 3 health.
Oh my god.
It's your turn.
Hang on, wait.
Dungeon Master, wait to rag on the new guy.
I remember my feature.
Oh.
You're 5 foot out of reach.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
Well, sucks to suck.
That's awesome. Hayden, dirty his troll powers for good.
Oh, man.
This one lashes out at you with a roll of a 20, and he does 11 damage to you as this light chance to shock you.
Right. Brack. Our priorities have shifted.
Brack!
This won't be enough to stop me. I would like to rage.
Okay, you are now raging. Congratulations.
Use ability. So now I'm raging.
Ah!
Right? So,
yep.
I'm going to attack with the Emberfang Cleaver, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to hit the zombie. No, the light.
The light first?
Yeah. The target?
You hit it? I'm already rolling it, so don't worry.
Okay, got it.
You deal 6 damage to it.
And I have another turn, or that's it?
You have another attack, yep.
Yep.
Yeah. If it's a great axe, though, which I'm pretty sure it is, you can hit 2 people if you're stood next to 2 people.
Oh.
So you can also attack the wisp as well.
Zombie as well.
Zombie, whichever you didn't attack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second attack doesn't do any additional damage. It's just the weapon dice, but, you know.
All right. I will take care of that.
You can attack 2 people.
Oh, is that the extra thing for great access? Or access
yeah,
general?
They have a cleave. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, I like mastery.
Right.
6.
That is 11 damage to it, but it's not actually 11 damage.
Yeah, just
to
6
it.
Damage.
Just 6. It doesn't get anything else. Yep.
And then you get your second regular attack, which can also cleave.
Yes.
You do 4 attacks in your turn. Holy.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry, I'm being this guy again. The initial target gets a lot more damage because he just raged. So this should be like +3 damage or something from melee rage damage.
Thank you.
All right, I've added it.
You will curse me at a later time because it goes both ways. I tell people when the dungeon master has forgotten things as well. I'm that type of guy.
That's fine.
No, you say it's fine now, but when...
just wait until he murders your character.
Yeah, when he... like, me and Hayden have both been on the ass end of that, but yeah.
okay.
I'm not being that guy either, but I'm pretty sure he already has rage damage in there. It's already adding plus two in it, and I'm pretty sure rage.
Yeah, but I don't think his
strength... Does rage affect cleave? Because it says it's only the weapon damage.
Sure, no. Yeah, no, so for the cleave, it should just be weapon damage.
Yeah.
It says whether or not the wisp should have taken more, and I don't think so. It's all good.
All right, whatever.
Hey, Prot, those two guys, too, that I hit, they take 2d4 damage at the start of each of their turns, too.
Well, I already did the damage last turn, so they need to make a saving throw?
No, they need to take an action to scrape it off.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know. Did you hit the... No, you didn't. No, wolves were on board, so it was...
No, it's just the... Well, I mean, I guess technically it's the zombie as well. Well,
actually, he has hit the zombie. The zombie is...
The zombie's about to die anyway, don't worry. Uh-huh.
It's the first combat, and Prot's already had enough of us.
He's fucking pissed.
He dicks.
He's mad that we're back.
Yeah, we're back, baby.
They missed you.
Get on his head.
Yeah, we still haven't actually done the second swing of attacks, right?
I know. Okay, I'm waiting for it.
That's true. Yeah. Sorry, Drac. We interrupted you.
Apologies.
We're going to do the second swing, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Swing away. Second swing to the light.
Fuck him up, bro.
The primary is the light. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll roll it.
So sorry about the nonsense.
Okay.
Or no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if you miss the first attack, you don't get to make the second.
Yep.
Is that on every attack? Not just one of them.
No, every attack, every weapon you make with a.
Great.
So that's wait, I immediately lied. Right? Cleave is once.
Ah, okay. Oh, cleave is once. Okay, but that's fine. He missed anyway. Okay.
Yeah, he did miss anyway.
Okay. We good?
Okay, we good. I'm gonna enter now.
Juliana, you're in trouble.
Yes, I am in trouble, and my bodyguard is not with me. Can you hear me? Just...
Now, Prot, can she take the what's the healing action? Is it a
I have healing word, which I plan on using. So what I'm gonna do right now is vicious the light.
You're gonna make fun of the light.
I'm gonna make fun of the light by calling it more pathetic. My lighter, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Give me one moment. Look up vicious mockery and make sure that they have to actually understand you.
Oh, vicious mockery is that stupid. It doesn't really care.
No, really. They just
need to. Is that stupid? Okay.
Vicious mockery is bullshit.
Okay.
I think they have to hear you, but they don't need to know what you're saying.
No, it does not need to understand you.
Yeah, they just need to understand the intention of mockery.
Okay. In an insulting tone. So it didn't really need to.
You're just repeating the sounds they're making back at them in a mocking way.
Yeah, I do that. I use vicious mockery on one of them, which allows me to use beguiling magic. On first of all, do I hit it? Does it
get wisdom saving? Let's set this up. I'll
set it up. I don't imagine it's too wise, but let's see.
He succeeded.
Oh my god!
Yes,
I rolled a 19 again, so that's why.
Huh? Oh wait, it succeeded.
Mm-hmm. It is reasonably wise, actually.
God damn it. Yeah, apparently. All right. So never mind that. Whatever. This is not what I was counting on. So I'm gonna use the guiling magic. It doesn't even cost an action, which technically allows me to immediately after you cast an enchantment or illusion spell, which vicious mockery is enchantment. Okay. You can cause a creature you can see within 60 feet of yourself to make a wisdom saving throw against your spell save DC. And on a failed save, the target has the charmed or frightened condition.
Okay. So which person do you want to attack?
Which one is going to attack me? Like, which one is going to attack me next?
That one.
All right, so I'm going to cast it on that one.
Alright.
So I'm going to use beguiling magic on it.
It just makes a saving throw!
Are you kidding? Man, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Okay. Okay, now, that was just my action. So as a bonus action, I would like to cast Healing Word and upcast it as much as I can onto myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's level 3.
Yeah, I'm going to fix that on your character sheet. Hold on.
Serana, if it's any, or Velvet rather, if it's any consolation, I did take gentle repose today, so like...
Ah.
So, yeah. you'll be dead, but your body will look great.
Your body will look phenomenal. You will have a fucking beautiful funeral.
No, thank you. What the fuck? That's honestly all I care about.
Okay, good. So you leave a beautiful body, kid. it was just a healing word. I love the animations that this thing does. You are missing these beautiful animations here.
What the hell? That's a lot of dice.
Wait, Healing Word does so many D4s now.
Oh, yeah, it does. It's the new edition.
She's a third-level spell slot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it used to just be one D4, level, but... not two D4. It's yeah, and it started at one D4. Dude, that's so many D4s.
Yeah,
the bonus action heal wasn't already really powerful. I see where that went. That is insane.
Thank you. I am a healer. Okay, so now I suppose I can't quite move because I would trigger.
Yes.
Well, yes. Good news.
Well,
normally, people can't really cast spells when making attacks of opportunity. So if you wanna roll those dice and take that risk that they cannot do their spark ability on. I wouldn't, but...
No, that's not a spell. I am just going to end my turn. I did what I could. I failed both
great.
My saving throws, but I am at least stable. That's it. That's enough for me.
Yeah. It will be your turn.
I do need
next.
Help, though. I do need help, so please...
Oh, yeah,
me.
No.
I'll see what I can do.
No, you are stuck in the middle of this. I don't think you should be the one prioritizing.
He's getting raped over here. Jesus.
I mean, if he takes one step, is she within range?
Yeah, she would get within range with this if I take one step. Okay, I will...
Reminder, you have a bonus against
people,
the boss. Yeah.
Both of these people attacked me twice this turn, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I will great axe to myself. With advantage.
Yes.
So you notice that Roland, after being attacked by both the northern and the southern one, suddenly really seems to hyper-focus on them. The guys to either side don't seem to matter.
Okay.
Like the zombie and the other lizard don't seem to matter to him.
Perfect.
So I'm going for the southern guy. Incredible dice. Possibly the best dice, some will say.
Great to have you back, Hayden.
Yeah. I mean, why am I here, really?
Really.
Hayden, we love you, but your dice are just fucking...
Yeah.
Okay, I will then turn around and strike at the other
All right, focus on the garlic man.
You
with
still
advantage.
Have
yeah.
Oh, you're switching to the mole.
Mm. Oh! With the mole.
Nat 20!
There we go.
A nat 20!
He's back! He's so...
I do two things. I miss or I crit.
Excuse me. Fuck.
20 damage
from the crit.
But he also is going to take 2d8 plus 3 extra. Slash R 2d8 plus 3. Because I am using my psionic strike.
Okay.
So he takes 8 extra. Bad dice on that. I should have let prop roll for me again.
Then he has to make a like what? Constitution check to not fall prone?
Yeah, do not fall over.
Constitution saving throw. He died against what?
Failure.
What do you see?
It's against 16. I forgot what I said. 4 plus 3 plus 8. Maths, 15.
15?
Ooh.
So he's prone.
Yeah.
He
sure sounds like it.
Which gives everybody advantage on him.
Well... Yes.
Unless you're ranged, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is your turn.
In which case you have disadvantage, unlucky.
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, this lizard.
Oh, I would also like to take a step. Sorry, can I do that?
Sure. Yep.
I want to step.
Doesn't
here,
that provoke from the zombie?
Yeah,
I don't think
hit
he
me, whatever.
So he doesn't focus on the zombie.
He hit me, whatever.
He is not fixated on the zombie. That is correct. All right.
Punch me. See what happens, zombie. All
right, he's gonna punch you. He misses.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, and then I'll be here, which will put me within 30.
Okay. All right. Lizard Folk will turn towards you, and he will attack. He hits you for 23.
Hold on. Which one?
One. He hits Roland. This one here.
Then he takes acid damage unless he spends his action to shrug it off.
Okay. True. He already took his acid damage this turn, so that will be next turn?
Because, yeah, it only does damage on their turn, and he rolled the damage
yes.
on Pitt's turn.
So, No. Yeah, okay.
Fair next turn, he will still take the whatever, yeah. D4 or 2D4. All
right.
I will put a little status effect on him, so mm-hmm. everyone knows.
It just
wants to... borrowing.
Not that one.
Oh, he's borrowing.
No, apparently not that one, because that one does other things. I did not know.
He's all borrowed. Right. Oh, no.
Jumps into the ground.
And
dives.
He melted.
Is there something else I can put on you?
Of water on him. Mm-hmm. We did not know he was a wicked witch.
Alright. Okay. Did I already apply that? Yes, I did. Okay, so he bit you, and he's also going to swing his club at you, and he misses.
Wow.
It is your turn.
Theric is going to run back to Syriana.
I was afraid of that. He provokes yep, so he much.
Right.
I That's desperately require aid.
That's a hit.
Aid is coming.
That does 4 damage to him.
2. He's not raging. That's true. Sorry, my bad. For some odd reason, I thought it was raging. Yeah, so.
He's not an actual class.
It's your turn.
All right. This lizard folk will take a step forward.
I keep getting fucked up. I look up every time it says it's your turn, and I'm like, goddamn lizard folk.
Why did Tyrone not attack?
Because mm-hmm. he only has reactions.
Yeah, he's not a character.
He's not an actual character. The only thing he does in combat are his reactions. That's his ability.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
Long story short, the way I run NPCs is NPCs are helpful, but they will not steal the glory. They're not designed to, like, you won this combat because your NPC cut off the head of the dragon. That is not what I want.
All right. No, that's fair. Okay, thank you.
So that basically give us special or abilities.
Knowing that, I probably would have told him to just stay with me. But okay, thank you.
I thought he would be really helpful at the front. I didn't know about the eerie lights.
No one knew
about the eerie lights. Yeah. Turns out he should have stayed.
All right, you were bitten again.
In fact, one could argue that he was metagaming by trying to stay with you initially when he should be at the front line.
It's fine.
Right.
He obviously guard her life.
Mm.
And he swings his club at you and hits you.
God, stop rolling so well. What is my AC for? Every dice has been over 20.
20, yeah, I know. It's ridiculous.
You've blocked a few hits. You've taken
it. It is your turn.
Eerie Light will lash out at Eldris.
Oh, I've taken 41 damage.
I'm surprised you're still alive, in all fairness.
I think I, again, have doubled one of these hits.
I need to stop
updating my health as well.
Unless something has seriously changed, second wind is a thing for you.
It is, Elvis. I should use that. True.
Piss.
The Will-O-Wisp shocks you. Because it hits a 15. And it does 9 something. Damage to you.
Wow, these things hit hard, bud.
Oh yeah,
it's almost like they're the actual thing in this combat and not the Dragonborn.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, we should probably We should kill the Dragonborn so that they possess them, because then they remove themselves and make the Dragonborn into just silly little.
I have a feeling zombies. We're gonna find out when we kill a zombie that there's gonna be a fucking Will-O-Wisp sitting there next.
All right, so that's 23 to attack Syriana from this light. So would you like to direct the damage to Theric?
Yeah. How much health does he have? And how much health do
he currently has 13, and he will only take half the damage.
Oh, please do then.
Yeah,
okay, so he takes 5 more damage.
Mr. President, no!
Mr. President, no!
He does only have one reaction, though. He's
yeah.
The
limiter. He has one reaction per turn. It's a reaction.
Mm-hmm. It will be your turn next.
So he won't be able to do that on every right. Turn.
It'll be my turn
next,
guys.
Finish some papers. So we need to finish some people here.
Oh, cool.
Rolling for me?
I didn't mean to do that. Just, it's fine.
Please stop adding more eerie lights. We already
we've got enough.
I was trying to figure out why there was an eerie light that actually wasn't in this combat, and he's actually not in this combat. So I'm going to remove it. So don't worry.
I would like to. I mean, I have advantage on this one.
I mean, he was in the combat anyway.
I need to remove some threats. I will attack this one, despite my knowledge that I'm not going to get any advantage.
Do you want me to roll for you?
Yeah, why don't you? This goes much faster.
Alright.
Holy shit.
Hit for 23. He takes 9 more damage and he is down!
Excellent. Woo! Now I'm gonna run. The guy is prone. If he wants to take a swing at me, then he can.
Alright, he will take a swing at you with disadvantage.
Disadvantage. By the way, this is what I figured out. For some obscene reason, my defense feature wasn't figured in. I have an AC of 19, not 18.
Okay.
Oh, that might be true for me as well, then.
I don't know.
But if it isn't for you, I wouldn't be surprised. Before
I move myself, I'm awaiting your die roll, so...
Okay. I will deal with your whatchamacallit later.
No, no, no. Don't worry about it. I was just...
Mine is counted. No,
you already missed. So
you already missed, so I forgot to hit disadvantage, so that's fine.
Yeah. 1, 2. 3, 4, 5. I'm a little halfling with stubby legs, and then I'm gonna attack that eerie light over there.
Thank you.
Could you please?
Sure.
Forgot would you kindly?
I'm doing it right now.
He seems to have it.
Okay. Would you kindly?
You missed.
Did I, though? Well, hold on. Because actually it's a plus 4, plus 1. Would a 15 make any difference?
No.
Okay. Hmm. Then I have missed, yes.
These lights are overpowered.
Alright, I am going to delete this dude.
Oh, wait! I should have dealt way more damage because I have a dueling feature as well. No, I don't have the dueling feature anymore. Never mind, sorry. I put that one away here.
Alright. Zombie issues his slam attacks against Drac and misses!
Zombie.
Darius!
So,
yes.
We should kill all the Dragonborn so that they possess them and become virtually useless zombies, then yes.
Yes, specifically this one.
Working
he doesn't
on
look
it.
Trustworthy.
Okay. Hayden, do
a little bit out of the left field there, Hayden. Don't.
I don't have enough enemies yet. Bring it on.
What the fuck?
Clearly, we need to defend our backline here. It's,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Our friend in the front seems to have it all covered. He's taking it.
I'll be fine.
Wild statements. I love it.
I can do this all day.
I'm going to go ahead down here. And then we'll
if I remember my features, I probably could.
It's a normal attack with a rapier.
It misses.
Awesome. Yeah, sadly. It's a hard hit. And then
18
I'm gonna
misses
also...
the wisps?
Yep.
Fuck on no.
I pull out a bag of flour and try to make it easier for other people to hit. So, you're not. Look here. And I hit the wisp with flour.
Oh my god.
Did it miss? Oh my god.
Yep.
Spaghettios.
19.
He stands up. 1. 2.
I'm dead.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs!
That's so funny, I'm gonna die!
Alright, Everyone put their game faces on. We're actually struggling here.
I'm really fucked, guys. Like, seriously, we're in trouble.
Don't breathe on them.
I
don't attack. I tame myself.
Okay. Because you wouldn't have
disadvantage. There's an argument that I should attack, but I won't.
Oops. Place measuring.
Oh, that's how I can read it.
Ah, yeah, you're saving you for something special. What? Right.
Oh, fuck. I didn't actually spend that.
Part of me wants to attack and try and knock him over again. Like, where he is, because then he won't be able to move. But.
Alright, so I will place my. Right here!
Oh, shit.
That's an unfortunate cone.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't like that cone.
You probably want to reconsider. Just up there.
So, Brian, is the damage, just so I understand with this, is the damage all the green spots?
Yeah.
Anybody inside of one of those green spots will have to make the dexterity saving throw.
Okay, cool.
You're fine.
No, I know. I just wanted to clarify, because the dead ranger spot
within the green. Mm-hmm. Okay. I only take half damage, because I'm assuming it's a cold damage.
It is cold. So, let me roll Syriana for her.
Half damage from cold. Goliath?
Wait, I believe I have resistance to cold damage as well.
You do have resistance to cold damage.
Nice.
First, wait, everyone here has resistance to cold?
Yep.
Surprisingly, we are fighting white dragons.
We are fighting white dragons, okay?
Everyone failed, though. All right.
Wow.
That's a big whiff.
Oh, my God.
All right. Tharic is down as he takes 26 damage. Roland should not have taken any damage, so ignore that. Yornin takes 13, Syriana takes 13.
How do I do damage to myself?
Syriana.
Tharic. No, Tharic, no.
How messed up is she? She's really hurt, right?
She really
hurt. Yeah, I have 6 HP, I think.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. I'm going to pop my... I'm going to pop Protective Field on Syriana.
What does that do?
Which will give her 1d8 plus 3 less damage.
Okay, so that's 10 less.
That's 10. Yeah, nice.
10 less. Oh, that's
phenomenal. Yeah.
So she takes 3 damage instead of 13, so she gets 10 more health.
Right. Sweet.
Oh, everyone else took the damage.
Keep the healer alive.
You need to pull a miracle out of your ass your next turn.
Can I use a reaction?
Sure.
My reaction is to hold one finger out behind me and say, give it a minute. We are currently fighting things which are fighting all of us. You might want to get in on board with this.
Huh?
Oh.
All right.
You are next.
Eldris!
Alrighty. It's time for my big move. I have nothing. I have absolutely nothing.
No, you definitely got it.
I believe in you. We should not be expecting them to be easy walkovers. It's usually pull out at least some stops.
Hey,
I will also mention, the Will-O-Wisps are tiny creatures, which is probably why their AC is high. Yeah. And I do poorly with large creatures. Small creatures, I do not do poorly with.
Yeah, no, he does really good with those.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd rather fight one big baddie than two small Will-O-Wisps.
Cyphers has the answer to, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or duck-sized horses?
It depends. If Prot's controlling which one.
Yeah,
if Prot's controlling 20 horses, I'm not fucking fighting that.
Do your thing, man.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we have... we don't have a lot to go off of on this. But I think how important is it that Hayden lives?
Oh, I'm guaranteed alive. Don't you worry about it.
Because I can cast Burning Hands and hit most of these guys.
No, it's not that he wants to save you. He wants to hurt you.
Yeah,
I understand.
I only exhibit death. Now, the good news is I have gentle repose. So in the event that I kill you, your body will not be a burned husk.
You'll
hide the evidence if you die.
No, I'll definitely hide the evidence. Probably, yeah, is there a way you can see the like the cone that Burning Hands does without casting it?
We have just enough enemies as is.
It'll say place, whatchamacallit?
Place measured template.
And then you can drop the template down.
I see what you want to do there, and tactically that's actually not the worst idea, but
yeah, God, I know.
Damn, that's a hard sell, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't go that far. I don't think it's you can definitely aim it.
What is happening?
That is way too loud. Because of the squirrel there, that's why.
Undo.
How do I make that less deafening?
There's a music under playlists, and you can just lower your volume.
That was hilarious. All right, so I don't think I'm going to do that. I kind of want to deal with this fucking Will-O-Wisp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I tell you what. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to do Magic Missile on... Yeah, guaranteed hits, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna concentrate all of them onto this one Will-O-Wisp next to me.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're doing some research, finding out how much health they have.
Good. Oh, this is cool. Okay, so I get the kit. One. I want to choose this.
Three times. Maybe I choose it once and it will just all the damage will go to it.
Okay, so just choose
one. I will fix it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
Yeah, it's only if you multiple up it might care about. Yeah.
I'm honestly still in shock that they buffed the strongest spell in the game.
Yeah, really? And second strongest. They
doubled it.
Second strongest.
It's no
secret. So yeah, it won't let me choose one thing.
All right, I'll take care of it.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All right, so you're casting. Where's Magic Missile?
First level, we're assuming.
Level 1. First level.
Alright, so... create 3 glowing darts. Okay.
I was about to say, I don't think they buffed the silvery barbs any, Hayden.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is the most powerful spell.
I don't think it's in D&D 1.
Alright, you deal 10 damage.
Plus 1 more, because it's plus 1 per die.
Correct. Okay.
Oh, right. They're blooded, so they don't have a lot of hit points. Good to do.
I mean, you say that. I'm kind of concerned that didn't kill them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. With an AC of 19 and insane damage.
Right, can I use a bonus action to cast another spell?
If it's a bonus action.
Only if it's a cantrip.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm going to use a bonus action. What's that?
What is it?
Can I use Firebolt?
That is not a bonus action cantrip, usually. So.
Oh, I see.
Most cantrips are actions. Some of them are bonus actions, maybe. But most spells, usually a cantrip and then a bonus action spell.
I have Misty Step. Should I move away from these guys?
And again, you can't cast 2 leveled spells in a turn. So you can't Misty Step and Fire.
Oh, is it? Yes. Right. Okay. All right, never mind. No, it's okay. I'm done then.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do more. I'm sorry, boys.
I hate to say this, but you actually need to tank this guy. This one eerie line. Not where I want the wizard normally to be, admittedly.
I know.
Oh, what's up with his frolls, man?
Yeah, that's
up. You can see, Robert. As a D&D player, I've evolved. I understand.
Yes, I will be taking my uncanny dodge to take half that damage.
Excellent.
Christ.
So I will be really helping health back.
Thank you.
That's cool. Nearly max.
Yeah.
God, lucky uncanny dodge is so incredible.
Really threw us a wrench here by tossing these things at us.
Thank God that's the drac light.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
And it misses drac.
Evan, thank the Lord, man.
Thank God.
Drac!
Now it's my turn. I'm gonna hit the zombie, right?
Yeah.
And then you can
hit for some damage the other guy as well, because great axe swing.
I don't know. We should focus on the lights. Focus on the dragons.
I have a preference, but you make that decision.
I'm too far away to ask you guys. So, in that case, I'm going to hit
the
zombie.
Kill the enemies.
I'll heal everyone.
It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah.
All right, I will take care of it, because I'm sure it's not working for you, and we'll figure that out later.
Sorry, which one is your main target?
He's the zombie. The zombie.
Gotcha.
Guaranteed
hit song, am I right?
That's a guaranteed, basically a guaranteed hit for you.
All right.
So you kill the zombie, and then the zombie explodes.
Mother.
Well, I mean, at least there's a lizard next to it.
At least the lizard gets hit, right?
No, it's sleeping damage. It's not good at all.
Saving throw.
Oh, shit.
Lizard folk saves?
Come on, dude.
Well. Other than that, 20, my brother in Christ. Oh, okay.
God. Oh, in a 10-foot sphere? That's me.
Yeah. Hey, Roland, go.
What the hell?
There's more shit coming your way.
Track fails.
Meanwhile.
Hey. Oh. Good enough.
Yes, barely good enough. Exactly. On the
I would have laughed if you had
rolled. The only one who took damage was Drac.
Yeah, I would have laughed if you had 14 and had a minus 1 in dexterity.
Yeah.
And that's 10 more damage, where I roll max one more time.
I would have.
Half damage.
Half damage. I was about to ask that. Okay, so the zombie and the wisp explodes.
At least now we know they explode now. So.
Excellent. The
wisp hasn't now spawned out of the dead body, which is very
handy. I think the wisp just gets 6 damage, because what was the roll on the damage die?
The wisp does not take damage.
From the cleave.
Oh, from the cleave. Okay, I'm sorry.
He has to roll a new, yeah. A new attack and a new damage roll.
Oh, just okay. Now, isn't it? It needs another attack.
How much HP left has the other light? The light that is in front of me. How?
I mean, you
more
can
than
infer.
Half.
Oh my god!
Yeah, you make
that. You missed the light, but I won't be able to hear.
Ain't no sugarcoat
it. So now, do you want to make your second attack against the light?
Yeah.
Your normal second attack. Yeah. It's not half dead yet, based on the fact that it's not glowing.
You hit.
Thank the Lord.
Alright, damage.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Right here. There's a lot.
Do they have blood?
Oh, it is blooded.
It turns red and angry.
Right.
No,
not the rage.
I wonder what it's going to do to me. Shock?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe it's my turn. So,
yes,
question for the DM. For downed allies, could I help Therek by using healing word on him?
Can I say something to this? Therek has literally an ability where he cannot die.
Oh, true.
He can only use that ability 3 times.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, but he's just downed, right? It's not like he's dead.
Yeah.
Okay,
he's not dead yet.
Therek has an ability called Return to Combat. If he is down at the start of a turn, he basically gains 1d12 plus 3 hit points.
Okay, but he can only use it 3 times in his lifespan, right?
Well, until a long rest.
Oh.
3 times a day.
Oh, never mind then. Okay, he can just do that.
Well,
okay.
It might be longer than a day, I guess. Because
for now... because I'm still kind of in heat, although I'm stable, I'm still in heat. And I am
turn means something different for you.
Mm-hmm.
What? I could see how that may. Yeah, no, okay. I didn't mean it like that.
You're in a hot spot, maybe it's more correct.
Exactly, yeah, it's more like that.
Under fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, also hurts.
I am going, because I am a magic initiate in the cleric arts. I will be using Sanctuary on myself as a bonus action.
Mm.
So that I will hopefully not be targeted. No, wait. No. I'm not going to do that yet.
Nope, do that
Sanctuary.
Going to attack first and then do that.
Exactly. So my action first will be Vicious Mockery again on one of the lights.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Which
you're
one?
Mocking someone and then going into a little Sanctuary so no one can hit
you. Yeah.
Alright, so that is Vicious
Mockery. Which one? Something, glass houses, stones.
They have the same, they have the same health right now, so it doesn't matter.
It does, because I really wanted her to target this one up here.
Do you want to target the one that he wants to, or the one next to you?
No, I'm not controlling the character. I mean, she has made her choices.
I will take the recommendation, because honestly, I'm just. So yeah, if I can kill.
It failed.
No.
Yeah, it fails. Which is good for you.
No, yeah, that's good. Oh my god. Okay. So
you need to remember this is like doctor speak. You know, it's a negative is a good thing.
There you go. So I deal damage to it.
Yep.
Vicious Mockery has 60 feet range, so yeah, you're good.
Okay, so I deal 6 damage to it, and I use my Beguiling Magic on the light that is below me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use Beguiling Magic on that one, so...
Which means it needs to make a wisdom saving throw.
So please, let me know something. So,
yes.
Charm, charm means... What does charm do, exactly, in this version?
It won't attack you, but it will still attack us.
Is that it?
You knock it out of its charm.
And what does frighten do? Frighten.
It makes it so it can't walk nearer to you and has disadvantage if it tries to attack you.
Not general attacks. Not just attack her. While she is in presence.
All right. So then I believe that frighten would be the best one in this situation.
It is charmed.
Yeah, I'm going to make it frightened. And now I'm gonna cast.
Yeah,
Sanctuary.
Way better.
Yeah.
So that I don't get targeted. And that's my turn.
Okay.
I give a slight. I look at Theric down on the. Don't worry, we'll come out of this alive. Just give me a second, and I'll heal you. And I end my turn.
Roland.
Okay. I will remember my features, and I will use a second wind.
Okay.
Pretty important, I would say.
Yep.
Whoa.
For 11 heal. All
right. I'm going to press the button.
Oh, okay. You press the button.
Yeah.
Next, I will... No one's hit me twice this turn. I'm pretty...
No.
Surprise.
So I seem to be thinking clearer again.
To your annoyance, question mark?
Somewhat. Okay, I will.
Do they have to do they need to actually target hit you twice, or does it mean that they have to target you twice? Because I think
hit
we're
gonna
target
twice. Okay, I will. It's not really much I can do, I suppose. I'll hit this guy with my maul. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So that is a... Oh my god, my dice!
Oh my god.
That's a really hard to kill you, man.
And then I will swap to my great axe in order to hit that guy again.
That misses.
Fucking believable.
I don't think I've rolled over a 10.
No,
like,
you
the whole
haven't.
Session.
Yes, it is.
That's true. I did get that one crit. That was great.
It's like a pity crit at this point.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god! Why am I here? Just to suffer?
Roll 2d4 damage, please. This gloomy lizard folk is acid burning.
To be fair, the whole suffering part's why you were here. That puts you on the same line as Jesus, really. So.
True. And if I die, I'll be back in 3 days. So don't worry.
Earlier, we have a necromancer.
Yeah, I got you, dog. All
right. You're being bitten.
First
not before he takes 2d4 damage.
We might not have a necromancer now that I think about it. We might die.
That is correct.
Really have to start.
Unless Catherine's coffee brew is something he needs actually to
oh my god.
Check for his concentration check.
As far as I'm aware, he has continued to concentrate and the game has automatically done his concentration check. I already saw that.
Ooh. Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, that's why he has that little concentration icon above his
head.
Yeah, I didn't know the game was doing it automatically, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah, okay, so he attempts to bite you and he fails.
Nope.
So he's going to try to club you. And he fails.
Nice.
Hey, the AC matters!
Derek!
There's almost no one in the party with those numbers? Question mark?
Derek reasonable. Back to life.
Derek stands up.
Yes.
Do worry, Derek.
My brave warrior.
He is very brave, yes.
Alright. The next Dragonborn. Not Dragonborn. The next lizard folk attempts to club whatchamacallit?
Oh, it's unfortunate that our...
And hits you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh. 2d4 damage. He might die.
How much is the heavy club? It's only
he might only have 8 hit points.
That's 7 damage.
Affirmative. I won't touch my health. Hey!
Yep. And then it'll attempt to bite you. Which it does.
Yes,
another 4 damage. Yes.
Now we go back in time and see if he dies to its acid damage first.
Right? Well, it wasn't even bloody, so it's not going to die
to bloody.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
It's also a shame that our barbarian's fighting something which does electric damage.
Everything here is not to our advantage.
It's
yes.
pretty bad.
Okay. It's pretty bad, yeah.
So the eerie light attempts to shock Eldris and fails.
Ooh. Thank God. Hey, Prod, are these lizard folk or dragonborn?
The lizard folk are the lizard folk, and dragonborn are the dragonborn.
Oh, there is a dragonborn.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, right. That's what I was confused about.
Yeah, they actually...
One of them was a wizard, I'm pretty sure.
Fine. Yeah, these two are lizards.
Gotcha. The wizard was the zombie who's now dead twice.
Yeah.
So he had cool abilities that I never got to use.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Thank God, we didn't need more cool abilities. Yeah.
24 is my attack. Natural 20 is my attack against Syriana.
Oh my God.
Is that the one?
No, hold on. Sanctuary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't attack you.
You need to roll a wisdom saving
throw.
Wisdom saving throw to see if it can attack me.
No.
It has to shoot
yeah!
wisdom.
Wait.
Different target.
Does that have to choose?
Fuck you and your crit, bitch. I cast as a reaction Vicious Mockery that deals no damage.
Alright, so I guess it'll move over to Darius.
Oops.
Well.
I'm gonna re-roll because I fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Technically, it shouldn't be able to attack if it has to move in between.
Actually, he can.
Well, just to move and attack, what do you mean?
It's
like for the sanctuary attack.
No, sanctuary is you make a attack. If you can choose another target afterwards, he never makes
the
attack.
Sanctuary says that you lose your action.
Yeah, if you don't hit something else,
if you don't hit, you lose the action.
No.
The
attack okay, that's fine. I don't know why it jumped all the way up there. So your name?
I don't know. I would like to have another turn. I have advantage against this frightened guy over here because someone threw flower at him, and I will take it.
How many cooking ingredients does he have in the bag?
Yes. Darius is a cook first and a rogue second, I believe. So yeah.
I just hope he doesn't run out of ingredients to make delicious meals with.
Okay. And I will utilize the action of Paladin's Smite. I will cast it once without expending a spell slot per long rest. He takes 2d8 extra damage.
Is there a damage type on that that you want to inform me of?
Yes, the holy type, whatever that one is
called. Okay, you kill him outright.
Excellent.
Okay, divine damage, good.
Thank the Lord.
Divine damage, good. Yes, thank me.
I believe
indeed.
It's called
I am
Radiant.
The Lord. Yes. Radiant, thank you. That was the one. All right. Then, I observe the battlefield. All right. You know what? I have an idea. I'm going to go up here. I'm going to shank the other guy. Not our wizard, but the other wisp. I don't have advantage on this, so we are just rolling the dice on this.
Part of you wants to stab Pith, though, right?
No, none.
Little bit?
Nope, none.
Oh, interesting.
I understand, my master.
You hit, I'll roll damage.
No, crit.
That's a critical on a critical ideal extra damage. 2d6 thunder damage, which is not lightning, due to the Dragon Song Sword.
Specifically, you also just deal an extra d6 dice damage, right?
Yeah.
So that would have been an extra 4, so that's a 15 plus 2d6. It's an additional 3, so it's 18 damage, and this one's dead.
Good. And then I will continue my move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Jordan cuts upward and just fully evaporates one of the lights, then dives backward, kind of slides underneath the wizard, hacks the other one in two, and then comes up behind the dragonborn, spins the short sword, which gives advantage to all kinds of charisma checks against dragonkin, and says, "Now you have my full attention, sir." I am done.
Okay.
He's just being a...
I'm just being a cheeky bastard. Yeah. And also, we can't have
before
him attack
Darius
more
goes,
of my
I'm
going
to stop the recording and restart the recording.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.